I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. House of Gucci. When Patrizia Reggiani, an outsider from humble beginnings, marries into the Gucci family, her unbridled ambition begins to unravel their legacy and triggers a reckless spiral of betrayal, decadence, revenge, and ultimately murder. Big cast, Ridley Scott directs, based on a true story.
All right, I'm going to start with a non sequitur here. Okay. The Lakers are not going to win the title this year. So they've got four superstars, Carmelo Anthony, they've got LeBron James, Anthony Davis,
Westbrook,
and Russell Westbrook. And that's a lot of talent to manage. And so I don't think that sometimes in this movie, because you've got four Oscar winners here and two Oscar nominees, so it's got loaded with talent, and it comes together really well in some places. Like Jared Leto is definitely probably going to win supporting actor. All of them are going to be nominated. Again, this movie is, you watch it for the highlights, not for the outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lady Gaga, Salma Hayek, Al Pacino, Adam Driver, and Leto. Maybe some Oscar buzz for somebody besides Leto. What about Lady Gaga? How was she?
I think she'll get nominated for sure. Yeah, I'm not sure that she'll win, although she's really good. You have to kind of go into this note recognizing that these are British and Americans doing Italian accents. And that kind of adds to this sort of like 80s kind of miniseries, overly dramatic sort of feel of it, which really works at times, then sometimes it doesn't. So again, you're going to really enjoy this movie. It's going to be all over the place.
It's based on a true story. Maurizio Gucci was shot dead at age 46 in 1995 by a hitman hired by Patrizia.
It is, and it's an age-old story. You know, the woman who's from the wrong side of the tracks, getting into this family. She's ambitious. She doesn't feel like her husband's being respected. And then, of course, he actually ends up having a mistress and a child. That combination of her ambition and her being wronged inspires her to hire a hit person.
The trailer says family, power, sex, ambition, scandal, murder, ingredients that could make for an interesting movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely, right? I mean, especially, and again, like the Thanksgiving's holiday season movie, right? Like all these family dynamics, it's all there. I mean, it really is. Like House of Gucci, in some ways, is like every house.